Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over the Sunday night game, Monday night game, our waiver wire picks for the week, and prediction for Thursday's game. To get started, the Denver and Washington game. Mariota had a decent game, yards and yards-wise, he had almost 300 and two touchdowns. Debo had a decent game. Terry McLaurin ended up having a great game. I think it was seven catches for, I think, like almost 100 yards and a touchdown. Zach Ertz ended up having a really good game, 10 catches for 106 yards. Debo ended up having 5 for 64. I mean, just pretty good games for them. Chris Rodriguez had a decent game, 11 for 41, averaging 3.7 and a touchdown. It's better than what I expected from him going against Denver. Just a pretty good performance, for a great performance for Washington. Although they did lose, still just a really pretty good game. For Denver, I mean, RJ Harvey had two touchdowns, so that's pretty good for him if you're a fantasy owner. He wasn't great yards-wise. Cortland Sutton had a decent game, 5 catches, 62 yards and a touchdown. Evan Ingram played pretty well, 6 catches, 79. That was end up being a pretty decent game. New York and New England, Giants did not play great offensively. I mean, Dart didn't. I mean, his completion percentage was pretty good, but he had 139 yards and a touchdown. Not really his fault. There was a decent amount of drops by the Giants. One was Theo Johnson's drop that went straight through his hands. I mean, that's one of those that you have to catch. I mean, and it was an important catch. It was a third down, and he just couldn't pull it in. Wandale did pretty good catching the ball. He didn't have many yards. He had 7 catches for 34. Just rough game for the Giants. New England killed it. I mean, Trevion Henderson had 11 carries for 67, averaging 6 yards per carry. Drake May did pretty good, 24-31, 282, and two touchdowns. Hunter Henry had a great game, 4 catches, 73. Ramondre had 3 catches for 40 yards on top of 12 rushes for 40 yards. So he had an 80-yard game. Just a great game for New England on both sides of the ball. Waiver wire picks. We like Isaac Tesla for the week, especially if Amon-Ra's out. He should be. Well, last week he had pretty good. He had a pretty good game for what he was given. He had 2 targets, 2 catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. I think they should get him a little bit more involved after that showing. Get somebody out there to help Jameson. We also like Chris Rodriguez. Like I said earlier, he had a decent game against Denver. His playoff schedule is really good. Week 15, 16, and 17, he plays New York, Philly, and Dallas. That's a pretty good schedule. Dallas is definitely going to be a difficult one, but I think he'll do good against the Giants and Phillies. Philly. I think he'll be a great one. And Brenton Strange, he has been on fire the last couple weeks. Trevor Lawrence has really been taking advantage of him being back, and he just continues to be one of his favorite targets. Our predictions for Thursday, Lions and Dallas. I mean, I think Dallas wins it. They've just been on fire recently, and Detroit's been iffy, especially being out. Well, if he's out, Amon-Ra, I like Dallas even more. Yeah, they've just been on fire recently. And I mean, Lions have not, just they just haven't been playing great recently. I like Jameer probably have a great game this week. CD probably will, George Pickens probably will, Dak probably will. Just Detroit has a weak secondary, which is definitely gonna favor the Lion or Dallas if they can get that moving. Same with Detroit. Dallas doesn't have a great secondary either, so if they can get that ball moving pass wise, it'll benefit them a good amount, but they just haven't been able to do that really well this season. But we'll see how they game plan for this game. I feel like they're going to have to attack through the pass a decent amount, but also run the ball a decent amount too with Gibbs and Montgomery. But yeah, I think it'll be a pretty good week. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on a podcast, any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment on what you guys think. Turn on a notification bell. Get notified whenever we post. Thank you guys.